What's going on, bro?
He never took the jab.
I think it's catching up now. Slowly but surely.
You never took the jab and therefore it's like you're prone.
To get.
Yeah, I didn't know it's drunk, dude. This is cock or thing.
No, dog, just because you got the jab doesn't mean that like you covered.
It's not. Yeah, it doesn't mean that you covered, but it means that you can fight. You are a soldier.
Hey, I'm not a soldier.
You're not a soldier, Joe.
I'm not a soldier, bro.
You're not a soldier.
I've been coughing for the past how many days now?
We have the complete suit of armor.
Eh.
Hey, bruh. Not more.
You can't see.
You can't see, let him. Yeah. When I'm not going to see you. What does that mean?
My way, it means like, we'll say you're in the middle of nowhere.
Thank you!
Yeah.
Love it! Because they're trying to go to the house, I'm not Carlo, but look, so.
I know it's not a color.
Yeah.
Bratina, we are soldiers. Complete suit of armor.
It is what it is.
Welcome to the round table.
Stop the party.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
What's up, people? It's the round table. We back with another one. Beggily beg. Yeah.
Cannot get used to that because the conversation is flowing nice and then all of a sudden.
No bad. Definitely, we are back. Episode 7. Hey, man, so much has been happening, though. Hey, like, not like a lot, but a lot of things have been happening. I think ever since we got to Queenstown, a lot of shit just has been going down.
And worst of all, we missed Queenstown. I missed Queenstown. I know I did.
Yeah, I also missed it. I really missed it. I mean, how long has it been since we've...
It's been 2 weeks, bro.
It's long,
20 days, though. Not 2 weeks. It's 20 days.
Yeah.
20 days exactly.
It's very long for us, you know, for our standards. 20 days.
It's like a month, bro.
Yeah. It's very long. But as soon as we got here, everything just, you know, went morbid. Velekwa said, didn't she? You know?
And yes, man. Queenstown's changed, man.
It's different, man. It's really different.
I can't believe. I can't believe that I grew up in a different Queenstown.
Yeah, it's totally different from the Queenstown we really grew up in. Mnake, you can say that I experienced a bit of this roughness that's happening right now, but not that much. Now it's crazy, bro. Like, it's crazy.
I don't know.
Like, literally, the minute we got here, what did we get here and do? I think we got here and... We got you and slept because we got you around.
Chill.
Yeah, in the afternoon. Yeah, we got you in the afternoon. And then I think the next day, that's when we started moving around. And then we started bumping into people. Hey, man. Everyone. Literally every second person that we bump into in town tells us about the stories and like how crazy things have been in Queenstown. Mm. The crime and the statuses on Facebook. You know, the timeline is looking crazy now, right now, especially about Queenstown. The crime is just at its peak in Queenstown, and it just depresses me. This is supposed to be a very sad episode, but, you know, I'm not going to let it get to me that much.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, like, Queenstown is in our hearts, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up here. I'm still a small-town girl. I will never change.
Yeah.
I don't think I will ever change. But it's just so different now. It's just become a very sad place. And I know, yes, we all grew up. I know you must be careful. But now.
Not like this, bro.
Not like this, man.
Not like this. This is crazy.
You know, it's not even that thing. But it's just older people complaining about how much crime there is. But it's also people that are like our generation, our age. Mm-hmm. They're also complaining. They're also victims of... crimes that actually Izzy, I don't want to say it hits you so hard. I know that thing, your crime.
Yeah.
It, even if it's a small little thing, because you don't plan to lose it.
Of course.
And you don't plan to replace certain things. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not it's sad. It's not cool.
It's really bad, man. And you know, like building up to these months, there have been reports of people actually getting their cars hijacked or getting hijacked. Rather, you remember that
hijacked in Queenstown. Hey, bruh. It's such a small town.
It's really such a small town, and I think it happened to two people that I know that I saw on Facebook. Utebuho and then some other girl. I'm not too sure about Ikamalake, but she was telling a story about how she almost got hijacked, and then Utebuho got hijacked, but at the same place. Yabo. I'm not going to say where, but it's real, you know? It's really real.
That is scary, guys. I don't know. I could never. Yeah. I am sorry.
It's madness, yes, bruh. See. It's madness. Can you imagine? Lord Trauma Joe, Yobanja, at gunpoint, and then, you know, being told to get out of the car, and you know the works that come with the hijacking. But yeah,
I get it when it's bigger towns. You get what I mean?
Yeah,
I get it when it's bigger towns, not Queenstown. Queenstown is like a lovely little peaceful place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we it's not that rough. When I was younger, we used to take walks.
Yeah,
down all the way to. I remember. I don't know how old I was, but you were born already.
Yeah.
But we used to go down Cathcart Road. There was a carnival every single year in Queenstown. I remember walking back up.
Mm-hmm.
8 p.m., bruh. And we were walking back home with our parents. It's me, you, Nokwaka, mom and dad. And that was a norm for us because we always knew there's a carnival, so we're going to take a walk.
We're going to be
buying things. We're going to, you know, shops are open. We're coming down and we live like right on the bridge. So everything is
CBD, like literally, we're just here.
Everything is so nice. We don't even take a car down. You could never.
Yeah, now it's different. Now it's really, really, really different. Dude, you'll walk out the yard and then you'll see something happening in the streets. Around 7. Imagine now 1 a.m., 2 a.m. And it's this place that's really close to us. Yo, dog.
I understand that times have changed.
Yeah.
And I understand that things are bad in the country.
Mm-hmm. It's poverty.
But as a community, what are we doing? What are we doing? I don't mean to be... I don't mean to be ugly or anything.
Yeah.
But I know that, let me not say it.
Say it, man.
Let me not say it. No, it's because, you know, with government, they ask people to vote, right?
Definitely, yes.
And then you have a ward councillor.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, you have a ward councillor that you report things to.
Sure.
So you have, if you have problems or whatever.
Yeah.
But now the problem is that we don't have access to, we live in two neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I'm now going to compare the one in PE and the one in Queenstown.
Okay.
We have access to a group in PE where we share things.
Yeah.
If there's some dodginess going on and you see a vehicle parked there, being weird and strange, you write it in the group and everyone is aware of that, you know?
And
they even sneak in a little picture or something.
Yeah.
So, you know. But here in Queenstown, I think we've all kept to ourselves. No one is saying, no, guys, who can do it? We're
not looking out for each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even, like, we don't have access to what council to say, listen, this is what's going on and we have a problem here. In our neighborhood, what can we do?
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. Last time I checked, they were... patrolling.
There is a group, right?
Yeah, there is a group, but
you guys are closed off. You can't send messages.
Yeah, we can't send messages. It's only the admin.
Only the admin.
It's because something happened like earlier on, and then I know it was crazy. But can't we be forgiven?
But it's not even about that. Like, dude, that group is supposed to be open for everyone, and people have to be able to say what they want to say. This is actually something that I thought about, right? Okay, it goes back to our previous episode, right? I got a bit of backlash about the whole makeup thing, right? It's fine, I got it. It's cool, you know. But I'm thinking, you know, I feel, man, that I wanna live in a time where people can say things, you know, people can be free. I wanna coexist in an environment where people can actually say things and have different opinions, you know, and go against the grain. You understand? Not in a way, or like openly, freedom of speech. Make it real. Make it a real thing, you know. Even if things are offensive, you can sit down with someone and teach them, you know, like, listen, this is not how it's supposed to be done. Or maybe how about you look at things this way rather than giving someone like a hard time and just being on the ass. Yeah, well, I don't like that. I don't like that. Rather come at me and teach me and tell me that, listen, you can't do it like this. Okay, you can't do it. So going back to the group, I think it's supposed to be open, man, so people can say what they want to say, so people can complain and call out whoever is in charge. Yeah, bo?
But I think the problem with that group was that you could call out who is in charge, right? There were probably, I don't know how many people they were in the group. There were lots, though. You can call out the person in charge. Uh-huh. But I think what happened is that the person in charge...
Yeah,
it was just too much, because I remember we had a problem with electricity, and it just became too much. But I was like, here's the thing: when you are in that role,
mm-hmm.
That's the negative side of it.
Of course,
you get what I mean.
Of course,
and as much as yes, you can block it out, but people are funny. We're not the same.
Of course,
we're not. We all not going to be as courteous as we can. Some people are just going to come up and, like, kids even, you know what I mean?
And start cursing and go crazy. Yeah.
And then I think that's when it got cut off, and they were like, and the person in charge was like, you know what? No way. I'm not going to be dealing with this because I don't deserve it. I get they don't deserve it.
But the problem is that it comes with that responsibility. With the territory. Yeah.
It comes with the territory. And I don't know. We could have a back and forth about it. For me, now, I'm not even big on those things.
I
was just thinking, what about the community? Because sometimes things were not said directly to the ward councillor.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was a conversation between people, like, oh my word, there are dogs eating my garbage. And the same dogs are eating my garbage as well.
Yeah.
And whatever, you know, something, that kind of conversation. Although one time I woke up and there was no electricity. Dumb old me. Yeah. Didn't even check my load shedding schedule. And I was like, hi guys, is everyone's electricity off? And then someone said, no, sweetheart, it's load shedding.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, thank you.
You see,
I forgot.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, you know what? Let me put my notifications on, because, you know, and it wasn't now. It was like a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to have a community group like that, where we can help each other. And even if, like, some people are looking for certain things here in the area, if you can get help within the area, then
that's also where we come in, you know, because I started the Telegram group.
Yeah.
Yes. But now I'm going to start posting the link as well.
Okay.
And have other people come and join. And then we can also work together, you know, with trying to better the things in our town.
Yeah.
You know, so at least there's something good that we're coming with. So the group is going to be up. I think after this episode, I'm going to start talking about the group and getting people to join and all of those kind of things. You know, there's no fee, there's nothing. It's just a free group. You come through and we chop it up and we see how we can improve things around our town and how we can, you know, help each other when it comes to businesses and all of those kind of things. But man, like, yeah, depressor, yeah.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
About the freedom of speech thing?
Yeah.
Freedom of speech, right?
Yeah.
Yes, everyone has a right to freedom of speech.
Yeah.
But you must take responsibility for what you say.
Of course.
You get what I mean?
Of course.
I understand. When you say backlash, was it like bad, or was it like...
It wasn't bad, but I just got a random message from a number that I don't know, saying that, Buddha, how can you say that you don't like a girl with makeup, but you were dating so-and-so who had makeup? Yeah, who used to wear makeup or used to use a lot of makeup and stuff like that. So I'm like, oh, man, come on, dude. It's not even that deep. It's just makeup, you know? You can't, I'm not saying that it's wrong for them to be offended by that. Yeah, bo? But it was just that kind of thing, that kind of call out. But, man, how can you say, yeah, bo, that makeup is wrong or whatever? And it be wrong, makeup, you guys are beautiful. You guys are beautiful. But it's just my preference. It's what I prefer. I don't want to be going back to that conversation, but it's what I prefer, you know? Short guys, tall guys, come on. Come on, guys. Come on,
man. I'm not even going to say, like...
It's fine,
bro. I'm not even going to say mohawk or...
you also got called out with the whole hair situation. but come on, guys. It's just bad.
Braids or weave. Come on, stop it.
Exactly my point.
Guys, it wasn't that deep. It really wasn't that deep.
Yeah. But it comes to show that there are people actually watching. You know? That's what I got from it.
Yeah. True. People are watching.
Yeah.
And people also sharing their opinions about it as well.
Exactly.
So that's what we want. That's the kind of interaction we want.
Exactly.
Because we're gonna come onto the podcast and me and Swear are not gonna have the same opinions about things.
Definitely.
And it's gonna be a
back and forth, and then we'll need third person.
You know?
Yeah, well, we'll need a third person, man. It's been so sad, and I think this today actually just got worse for me, because as you guys probably heard about this or probably saw on the TL or wherever, that a takeoff from Migos has passed away. Apparently, he got shot at a bowling alley in LA or something like that. Man, that's
sad.
It saddens me because we just lost another hip-hop guy like a month ago or 2 months ago. PMB or something like that. I think that's what they call him. Party Rock something. Party something though. Man, I don't know what's happening with these boys, man. And it's talent, new talent. Pop Smoke passed away not too long ago.
Yeah.
You know, King Von passed away. And it's all these rapper guys. I think it's the hood mentality, you know? That thing of, yeah. You don't... yeah. You think that you better... What?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Not my hood mentality with them, but niggas in the hood probably think like, this one thinks that he's better now because he's making, you know?
And they grew up in the hood.
Yeah,
they grew up in the hood.
They did.
It's not... It's their home. It's where they come from. They know their history. And if someone is now like a takeoff and, but gonna, you know, no, man.
How? Yeah. Because why him?
We were rapping as well.
Yeah. You know? Why him? What makes him so special? And then they decide that they're going to shoot.
Yo, man, that's sad.
It's really sad.
Right. Like I heard from you.
Yeah.
And I was like.
And Quavo got shot as well, but he made it.
I was like, no, man. And he's so young.
I think he's the youngest out of all of them.
He's your age?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Man, it's so sad, bruh. It's really sad.
So it's Offset, Takeoff and
Quavo.
Quavo.
But most the split happened, so...
But they're family.
But they don't want to work together, and they don't want to see each other.
Death is something else, guys. I think...
obviously, now they're probably going to come together, you know, death is hectic, dog.
I think that's one of the things that makes us humans completely change our minds about something.
Yeah.
You could get anything else. You could be, I don't know, you could be disabled.
Paralyzed.
You could be paralyzed. But death, it hits us very differently, because I know, I think they're cousins. They're all cousins,
Or
they're brothers, or two are brothers, or what?
I think two are brothers, and then the one is the cousin, or something like that.
Or something, but they're close. Anyway, yeah. I think if they had a fight about whatever, I don't care what it is. Now, even if Quavo and Offset weren't talking,
yeah,
now is the time that they are talking.
Yeah.
Yes, we yes, we've all been hurt by family members and whatever, but when it comes to death,
it's hard, that thing, though.
Nah.
It's really hard.
Nah.
You know, especially abantwana abancinci. Because bancinci babafana baya. They're really young guys. You know, but it's part of the game. It's part of this hip hop industry, you know, especially overseas. This is what happens all the time. People get shot and people just get killed randomly. I mean, the last guy got killed while he was on a date with his girlfriend.
God, that's sad.
And then the girl, I think she shared like the location or something like that.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. I remember.
You know, date nights, looking all nice.
You know? And then you at a restaurant and
And then niggas just pull up and then they just gua. And then it's chai. You know, Pop Smoke got killed at his house. His friend leaked the address. I think the friend was working with the guys as well. Could be. It really could, man.
Guys, what kind of humans are we? Where we are jealous of other people.
It's bad, bro.
Hi, guys. This makes you nasty.
Things is bad out there. It's the worst time to be successful right now, because not everyone is pushing and is making it, though. You know?
And not everyone is, like, happy that you are successful.
Yeah. Yeah. Not everyone is happy that you're successful and you're doing your thing. It doesn't work like that. The world...
The world?
The world isn't built to have everyone accept everyone for... Yabo? Yeah. Mm. It's difficult, man. And in Zimalan. But see, bona kwalapha phakathi kwethu, you know?
I think I was watching, don't know whether you watched.
Yeah.
I was watching Black Conversations. I've actually watched one episode, to be serious.
Yeah.
It's where black entertainers or celebrities have conversations. I think it's a four part special.
Yeah.
The first one, it had De Niro. It had
Ranak.
It had my blah.
Who's that, bruh?
I know him on Twitter.
Yeah.
I know him on Twitter.
What does he do?
It's
his claim to fame.
I know him from Twitter. Please check.
Okay.
I know it was my blah. I don't know. How do you say it? M-A-B-L-E-H. There is an H and an R somewhere. On Twitter. Just check.
Okay.
And then, okay, it was De Niro.
Yeah.
Phil Bella. The one that always has EE news about entertainers on actors.
I don't know, dog. Who's that?
Phil Man.
Oh, I know this guy. I know this
How
dude.
Do you say that name?
Isn't that my blah?
yeah.
The Emperor of Umlaz. Right? Yeah, the Emperor of Umlaz. My blah. Long live Akumzi.
Yeah.
Jezile.
And then there was Tallest Mo.
Okay.
There was... Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah. What did you put on the thing? There's something wrong. Yeah. Go on.
But they were talking about this freedom of speech thing.
Yeah.
And they were saying...
It's a big deal.
They were saying that... Umaple was saying, yes, he was all for
this speech.
This thing, Yoba. Social media will pull you down.
Yeah.
Will strip you of izinto when you are guilty.
Okay.
But then now it's getting too much.
Yeah.
De Niro was saying that people were dragging her for Utukalamfada. Remember that
Why you talk about her name?
I think it was a guy she was dating.
Oh shit, yes, I remember that.
Yes.
I remember that. Yeah.
She says she doesn't owe anyone an explanation. De Niro, sometimes I get it.
She lives in her own world, that one.
I know. Yeah. I get it. And it's just that someone leaked it.
Yeah.
She didn't leak it.
So it was a WhatsApp conversation, right?
It wasn't a WhatsApp conversation. It was her shouting at the guy, and the guy was right in front of it. It was a video.
Face to face.
Yeah, face to face.
Man to man.
she was on some, you don't make me, ooh, or something. And do you know who you're speaking to? You're speaking to Dineo. Do you know who Dineo Ranaka is? You know? And come on, Dineo is a big deal, guys.
Yeah, of course.
She is a big deal.
Of course.
And akaqali ngoku uba yi big deal Dineo kudale yiyo. And she said she got dragged for that. And she doesn't owe anyone an explanation because that was between yena na la partner yake at that time.
But how far do we push this thing now? Because they were having a conversation, Bebo Itu. But out of the things that she was saying, there are some crass things that she will say. Yabo? Mhlawumbe.
She said,
it's got nothing
you guys
to do.
Don't know what had happened prior to that. Because that's the thing. With people, they always, always love that juicy part.
Of course.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah,
the person that probably took the video.
Yeah.
Probably took the video for like 20 minutes. My city that was going on for 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
And they took for 20 minutes, they took that video for 20 minutes and they decided, you know what?
Like this 30 seconds. This 1 minute and 30 seconds looks good.
It's the one.
Yeah. You know?
So now you can't judge that conversation based on that. It's like someone now just saying, no, have you 10-10-10.
Yeah.
You can't judge that conversation based on the thing that you saw. Now you're making it as if Dineo, we all know Dineo's got a mind of her own.
Yeah.
And we all know that Dineo is an advocate for females how females are being treated and whatever.
She's heavy on feminism.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But then you can't now say no, but she abused that guy. What if something worse had happened behind closed doors? And this was the time where she could not retaliate. She retaliated.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. It's like yesterday we were talking and I was like, when you kept on telling me, no, this guy did this, the guy did this, the girl did this, no, the girl did this. And I was like, remember what I said. What did the guy do?
Because there is no way in hell that this person can just pop out of nowhere and start doing these things that I was talking about, right? That's what you were saying.
I understand people that have issues.
Yeah.
You go into something having issues, go into something being triggered. Do you understand? But think about when's it?
Intusela.
Because we can't.
I hear you.
No,
I totally. And going forward, this teaches me to not look at things at like face value. Yabo, there's obviously something deep within. Yabo,
thank you.
Yeah. No, lesson learned.
Yes,
lesson
learned. I'm so happy. I'm lesson actually learned. Happy that you actually said that because a lot of people they always say. No, but.
No, there are times where you can say but. There are times where you have to listen and be like, okay. Yabo? No, I hear you, bro.
Man, yes, sometimes you are a god. That black conversation, now I was trying to bring out a point, but I think I brought that point out.
Yeah.
And Shem, we'll talk about it. I think you should watch it, and then we can talk about it.
Okay, we'll chop it up about it, like, next week.
Yeah.
I'll definitely watch it. I'll find some time to watch it over the course of the week.
Let me not carry on.
Yeah. What's it called?
Black Conversations.
Black Conversations.
It plays on Zanzi Magic, but it's on Catch Up as well.
No, okay. No, I'll check it out. Hey, man, what else has been going on? What else is on your mind? Or what are you thinking about? What's currently...
I'm thinking about someone said Ubonang fell off. I'm not gonna say who. But yes, Ubonang is growing and Ubonang is
rebranding.
Okay. She's been an it girl for such a long time.
True.
Yeah, but and she's growing now. And she always But you know what? I just saw now, she's partnering up with Steve Madden.
Oof.
You know?
Nice. So nice.
I am very happy. Not anything that Bonang touches for me, that is like gold.
Of course. You've always been Queen B all the time throughout the years. You even know? In high school, you were like, yo.
Yeah. I've always loved that girl. Yeah. She's, and I think, I think she's going to be like a Basetana of our generation.
Yeah,
you get what I mean?
Yeah.
She always reinvents herself. She always comes, and Bonang will always be Bonang.
True.
She'll always be Bonang.
True. I was looking at her pictures, man. I was like, dang.
She'll always be Bonang.
You know, she's killing it.
Yeah.
She's killing it, man. But no, man, big shout out to Bonang and Steve Madden. Super cool stuff. Obviously, like, dude, black people doing well. That's our brand. That's where we at, you know? Whether I like Bonang or I don't, it's not about that. But if she's making moves, she's growing, that's crazy. Like, I love it for her. You know,
love it for her, and I it really suits her. Bonang is such a happy person.
And you can't put Mihlale and Bonang in the same category.
No,
it's totally different people, and it's two people doing different things.
Yes.
Bonang, but is the queen of it.
Well, Bonang's the queen of it.
Yeah, let's put it out there. Let's give it out to her that she's the queen.
She's the queen of it.
You know, and she's been doing it for such a long time, and she's still relevant till this day.
I think she's still relevant. She always comes. She always keeps quiet, and then she comes with something smashing, you know? Yeah. Something, you know?
Definitely. Give
Le Bonza. I like her.
Give it up to Bonang. Did she have a season 2 of her reality show?
Yeah, she had like three seasons.
Oh. I mean, I stopped watching, I think, after the first season. I watched a couple of episodes. It's not my cup of tea.
But didn't you watch when she was with AKA?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Was that season 2?
I think it was season 2. I'm not too sure.
Oh, I watched a couple of them.
Reruns. I don't do reruns of reality shows, guys.
Yeah, it's not exactly the ones, you know?
I'll do reruns of Catfish.
I don't know. Has a crazy obsession with all Catfish guys.
And you know what?
She watches Catfish from 1997.
I didn't know Charlemagne. Because you know, I realized that the co-host is actually a person that is now going to be able to comfort the other person, because Neve is always like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But even the co-host sometimes, yes, they will call you out if you're being naughty and you're being crass about things. But Charlemagne was like, "Well, wouldn't he flow? Dude, you're such a cheapskate."
Ever since I wrote it,
tell Nivka, look, we're going to go to a restaurant and that's where we're going to get free... not free Wi-Fi. That time they never called it Wi-Fi. They said free...
Reception or what?
I don't know. Line. Or something, free line or whatever. You're a cheapskate. And then it's like, oh, so you actually work. Oh, goodness. So this is actual work? So you're not going to leave it here? I was like, no. Like, they're going to check for pictures. They're going to check for the phone number. They're going to call people. This is like real investigative work.
Dude, but it's crazy how that catfish thing is, guys.
Yeah. Sometimes it's funny.
It's scary, though. It's scary to see Abantu think like that and do those kind of things to other people. Can you imagine being someone that you're not, pretending to be Lenny Kravitz for such a long time? I'm just saying.
Don't be stupid. You're not going to be talking to Lenny Kravitz.
There's this other
woman over when she was old. She was like in her 40s.
Yeah.
You know Flavor? Not baby.
I thought Flavor with the chain. That idiot.
No.
Yeah.
Flavor from Nigeria. Nigerian.
Yeah. No Flavor.
Yeah. Flavor.
You were saying about catfish?
There's this. Like, I get so weak when I have to talk about catfish, because it's unbelievable to think that other people actually do not think that this person could be fake. Because this woman,
She was somewhere in the United States, don't know where. And she thought that she was talking to Flavor. Flavor, the musician from Nigeria.
Song, quickly. Song, song.
No, baby. No. Okay, that okay, one. Okay. That's the only one I know.
Yeah.
This woman, because like, no, Flavor's my person. Dunno's my partner now.
Yeah, but
they only spoke on the phone. Right?
Text. Via text, right?
No. Text, yes. They text.
And call.
Yeah. But I think you also emailed like a picture or something. I don't know. I don't remember. But
people in the States are very gullible, bruh.
She's in her 40s, this woman.
And she thinks that she's with
Flavor. Yeah, listen, Flavor has so many million followers on Instagram and whatever, Facebook. Yeah. Didn't have a phone that had, because neither of them asked, do you have a phone? Oh, have you video chatted?
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, I don't have a phone that can video chat. Like, she's old, bruh.
Amen.
She's
old.
And then this Flavor person.
Yeah.
Flavor.
Yeah.
Keeps on asking for money. So she keeps on sending this guy money.
Swindle.
And then.
Of note.
Listen to this. So they managed to get Flavor on FaceTime or something.
Okay.
And then the woman isn't there.
Oh, man.
But then they're like, have you spoken to a woman like that? No. Can you at least make a video and say that she hasn't been speaking to you?
Yeah.
So I can, and he makes the video. They record it.
Yeah.
So now she's seeing the video and she's like, really? But
he sent me pictures.
I'm like,
he sent me
pictures. I'm like, girl, really? Anyway. Yeah. So then,
Man.
I don't know whether catfish, it's Zoom or video call or whatever.
Painful, bruh.
Then they call and then they say, and then this guy says, no, I am Flavor's
manager.
I'm Flavor's manager.
Oh.
Flavor's manager. It's a black screen. I'm Flavor's manager and Flavor's not going to make an appearance without you paying him.
Yeah,
and Neve is like, okay, for us to get what we want, we need to pay.
Okay.
So he quickly talks to his people. Catfish, and then they're like, can you organize this money? Okay, fine. We'll wire this money to you. We'll give it to you. It's fine.
What?
They're now trying to get this person to actually reveal
come
their
out
identity.
And say, yeah.
You're some black guy. Came
it just had to be a black guy.
He's like, I don't know whether it's from Ghana or something.
This is painful, guys.
It's like...
He
was speaking. Like if I walk and all of that, I just remember that.
Oh like, man, that sucks.
Like, what? Why? Why would you do this? And then that woman's like.
And then the explanation?
No, he needed money. He's got a wife. He's got kids. He's got whatever.
I think we watched this together, man. I think this episode we watched together.
I think I showed you.
Yeah,
and
man.
Then that guy, he was just a young person, and then that woman was like. But God doesn't like what you have. Like,
amen. Amen.
He's busy.
You're out here.
He's busy hustling, that guy. He's hustling, guys. Yeah. It's his hustle. And that's how he gets women. And I think it's the older women especially, because they probably don't know what's happening around the world.
They're not as tech savvy as you know? Yeah.
So that woman was so heartbroken.
Amen.
Shame, man. And she really thought that. And you're.
She thought it was
Flavor's
Flavor flying.
Big, bro.
Flavor flies private, bro. Flavor's crazy. Like,
is he?
Flavor's big, bro. He's huge. He's really big.
Does Burna Boy fly private?
Definitely you. Mm. Yeah. Burna's also big.
He is big, though.
He was very big, Burna. He was on The Daily Show not too long ago.
Oh, really? I don't watch The Daily Show. I wonder why.
I catch it on YouTube every now and then. Whenever I see it, and then there's an interesting guest, I'll tune in.
I'm a local baby.
Yeah, you local. I'm more of what's happening on the other side of the world. You know, I like knowing and all of those kind of things about things that are happening that side. I think I find it more interesting. Not that like you is it to abab or anything like that. But, you know, with us, it's just politics and, you know, the usual stuff. So I'd rather just watch stuff that entertain me and that educate me in a way. Yeah, man?
Okay, I get it. But yeah. I still don't get it.
What? Me watching international stuff?
Yeah, why don't you have, like there's going to be that one, two, or three things that you like as local.
I'm slowly but surely falling out with the one thing or one platform that I was really into. Yeah, bro? Yeah. They're not coming out with good content anymore. Things are different. And when it comes to ETV, too, like our TV is trash, bro. You know?
Okay, I get what I get why you're saying that.
And my opinion, they make us look bad to the world. I hate that. Yeah, bro?
Okay.
I really hate that. I don't like that we as South Africans and African people are made out to be these idiots on TV, you know?
I'm very offended.
So I'll just pay more attention to what's happening on the other side. That's why. It's not because of, and there's not much to watch. The industry is not that big.
It's not that big.
Yeah, but for me to find something that I will like and something that I will enjoy. I enjoy things like Wild and Out, you know? Wild and Out is nice. It's funny. That's something funny.
Isn't that old? Are they new ones?
Yeah, the new ones.
Oh,
it's still going, bruh. Nick Cannon's still killing it.
He's got lots of kids. That's why he has to.
He's still killing it. And he's got kids with the girls that work on Wild and Out. Nick Cannon is a mess, bro.
What is wrong with that guy?
He's a mess. He's a mess. But he's putting so many people on as well. Like, who, DC Fly? There's this other guy, man. He's an idiot. He acts now. But they've got a big YouTube channel and they're growing. They've got a comic, stand-up comedy show that they do, and they do tours. They're pretty big. Yeah, well?
Nick Cannon, I really thought he stopped. Was it Wild and Out?
No, bro, he's still pushing it.
Kids, kids are expensive. They were saying now that the reason why Rihanna has a new single out is because Unomdana. And kids are expensive.
I don't think it's because of that. She's good, man.
We all know we ain't good. Yay.
Ah,
I'm joking.
That makes me so sad.
I'm joking, guys.
But say, yay is going to come back. He's going to do something either way, you know. And then he'll probably get back on his feet. Not that he's down and out now, but, you know.
This one might still fine.
Yeah, we're all good. We're all good.
Like, it's not comfortable for me.
Nah, okay. Switch it up. That's perfect.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Actually, we were about to get into a game, right? We had a game. I realized that most people don't know the co-host, you know? So it would be nice to get to know her and me in the midst, you know, but it's mostly about you. I wanted her to give us a whole story time, you know, in front of the camera like I did. I wanted that. I wanted her to give us a whole story time, get into what she's about, who she is, you know, growing up, high school, you know, all of those kind of things. I really wanted her to do that, but she's not really about that, you know.
It'll probably come.
Okay.
But I'm naturally, I'm really a shy person.
So you wouldn't be able to stand in front of the camera and chop it up and talk?
On my own?
Yeah.
No.
So, okay. Okay.
That's why I said do it with me, because your one was like, it was your podcast and you didn't have a co-host then.
Mm-hmm.
And you were cool with just doing it on your own.
Yeah.
No.
Mm.
I think I would run out of things to say.
You wouldn't, dude. You know when you're telling your own story? And you don't have, like, guidelines and all of that. You know your story. You know you failed grade one. You know you. No. I'm not saying that you failed grade one, but I'm just saying that, you know your story as Umdu. Basically, that's what I'm trying to say. You know? But
do you understand that? Okay, for me, I think for me, I'm also a very emotional person.
Okay.
So I don't want to be that person, like, on camera, bruh, like,
talking to yourself.
And I'm I talk to myself all the time. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know this. I really do. Okay. I truly do. I know this about myself. I am not I'm not a person that's like, I think I'd share too much.
I shared a bit too much too. I shared a bit too much too. And yeah, I shared a bit too much, but I think you'd be able to do it, man. I think you'd be able to do it. But let's get into the questions. We came up with a couple of questions. some of these are embarrassing and the stories behind them are going to be so crazy, but let's go. Okay. First things first. I think this is a very serious question to start off with. I think I'll end it off with that one.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Get to know us, the round table. I wish I had like a drum roll.
Oh my word. I'm making you nervous.
Okay, cool. Between you two, who's the loudest? I think we both know who.
Okay, I'll say it. I am the loudest.
Yes.
Simply because I have a loud laugh.
Yeah.
I tend to be very loud when I speak.
Yeah.
I'm not shouting. Most of the time, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And I'm...
90% of the time, I was happy. 95, yeah. Actually.
95, nyan, yeah. I'm happy. And I'm always... And you can hear me coming from a mile away. True. Like, you can hear me. I'm one of those people, even when I'm laughing, you can hear my laughter. They will know that, she's arrived.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She has arrived.
So, that's you. You're a fun person. You're a very fun person. I know now I've got, you know, my ups and downs. Me, I wake up on the wrong side of the bed today, and then what?
You're loud is very on my nerves.
Come on, dude. Like, what do you mean?
You know when you feel like being loud and you're like, this is not the time to be loud.
Okay.
This is not the time to be
loud. Like when? Like when?
It's your lalam.
Oh.
It's bedtime.
Oh.
And you are
I'm a night owl.
You're a night owl.
Yeah.
So for you, it's perfectly normal. For me, it's not. You can't be.
Yeah. Yo, I'm a night owl. I remember even yesterday, I was starting to get energetic. Like, go telling me it's crazy. It's really crazy.
No ways.
But okay, who's the loudest? Have you ever been in competition with each other? Have we?
No.
I don't feel it. I don't see it.
I don't see it because I don't, even with my older sister, we're not even like that.
Yeah.
We're not built like that. Yeah. We've never been. It's not even that thing, that healthy competition, no.
Mm-hmm.
I think our parents just brought us up to not be competitors.
Yeah.
Like even, Napina, like.
Even out there, we don't compete with people.
We don't compete with people. We're not born like that. No, we're not.
That's why I never even played sport at school, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I know that I only played sport because I had to get an LO mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but I was never like a competitive person.
Yeah.
I've never been.
I think I'm growing into it now because of, you know, like being around different people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you like, we did this thing when everyone had like a car, you know, like we all had cars in my crew.
Okay.
And then it was just a boys thing, you know, whose car's the loudest? Ooh, you know, exhaust. Ooh, those kind of things. It's petty stuff, you know, not like yo, like serious stuff, you know, that we compete with. It's nothing hectic. It's just as Ando's page, like, oh man, I see you've got a MacBook. Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to get, you know, whatever. Stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
It's stupid stuff, man.
I think even with my friends, we were never like that.
Yeah.
I don't have friends that. Unless it's like silent competition. Yeah. You get what I mean?
Imagine it's usually silent.
Yeah. But okay.
Imagine it's usually silent, but then you can see that, hey, I see my boy is leveling up now. Okay. With the gains. Yes. And in gym as well.
Oh, gym. Okay.
Gym.
I think that's healthy competition.
Yeah.
It's not that you want to be better than, but I think you like.
I'm on. Na fumani gains. Na pizgoli. Yeah, bo.
Yeah, what? Okay. Yeah, for number one. You wanna
legs,
right, man.
Legs, like,
yeah. Squat.
Yeah, it was basically those kind of things. Nothing hectic, but between you and I, there's no competition, bro. There's really no competition.
I don't think.
I think, and another thing is that we do things together.
Yeah, we do. And even, like, we celebrate each other.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Yeah. Like, our wins are wins.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I think we grew up in that mentality, and we are, I think even our kids will probably grow up the same.
Definitely.
Because my sister is exactly the same as us.
Yeah.
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 She is.
Definitely, man. And then when we were growing up, who was the naughtiest?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, goodness. Oh,
God. No, I
know. This is quite obvious.
I know. I know. I know. I think the scars even say, you know? I think the scars even say in the stitchings and all of that. Like,
I was
crazy as a child. Mad. Energetic. Dude. School was a problem. I was a problem at school. You know when they say problem child? I was a problem at school. I really was. I admit. I really admit.
This other teacher called you like the class clown because you'd stand up and do stuff. Like, while she's teaching. This is like kindergarten. Like, grade R, grade 0. Yeah, but it's a grade...
Yeah.
Hey. But she was complaining about you. And the thing is, we went to the same schools. So they're like, how come this one is so quiet? This one, whoa.
It's a problem.
Your smell was a problem.
I was a problem big time.
You're a problem. Remember when something happened at my old school and then someone said, okay, the teachers really honestly believed that I took some money.
Yeah. Well, they said, it can't be her.
If it was that one, we'd understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So you were naughty, bro.
I was really naughty. Yeah, I was really naughty. Like, I got into trouble so many times. Even in, I obviously in high school, it's, you know, dumbed down, but junior school and Southbourne,
yo,
primary,
yo.
Even me, when I look back, I'm like, nah, I never.
I remember the day you got that scar on your
my forehead. Oh man, I was being naughty once again.
That was unnecessary. That was an unnecessary accident.
Yeah,
I really thought he was gonna die because there was so much blood.
Yeah,
and I was like, boys will be boys, but
not like this, bro.
Then you got a second one. And I was like,
hey, this guy's going to die young.
I was like, I know I didn't like you when you came into the family. But whoa, bro, you're doing too much. Bro, you know when someone new comes into your family. Because I remember seeing my mom pregnant. I remember that. And I had this bond with my dad. And I was like, you know what? Oh, we cool.
And you guys were cool.
And we were cool. And then my dad actually told us, because I think parents back in the day, they never used to know how to be like, hey, kids, you know,
new guy.
No, my dad was like, we're going to have a new baby in the house. He's going to come very soon. And I think they knew he was a boy. Yes.
Yeah.
He's going to come very soon. Cause we used to have a gate that we used to close. We used to pull up the car in the garage, come back, all four of us, me, my sister and my parents. And then me and my dad, we close the gate together because the gate comes closer together like this. It was always a fun little thing.
Yeah.
And then it was like, now I'm going to close the gate with someone else. And I was like,
hold up, nigga.
No. That's our thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's this new person? He came. Dude, I was darker. than I am right now. But then he came and he was so light. I was like, this one does not belong here.
Yeah.
I do not know who you are. I do not know what you want. I didn't like him for like a good
couple of years.
I think 2 years.
Yeah.
For 2 years. And then 3rd year, I was like, he's not going anywhere.
You know what?
He's obviously my brother.
Yeah.
I might as well. And my sister, my older sister, loved this one. And I was like, okay, I guess he's okay. So then he started being naughty and I was like, I just accepted you into the family, bruh. And then he used to get away with a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Still do.
But right? He used to get hiding.
Yeah.
And I never got a hiding.
Yeah, no, done bad from that shit. Cause I was really naughty. Yo, I was like, guys, yo, it's the energy levels were too much.
I think so, that's, my dad kept on saying the reason why you have asthma is because you're naughty.
What?
Yeah, until true. I learned, no. That's not it, bro. That's not
this
it.
Nigga's just naughty.
Asthma has nothing to do with it.
Hey, man. Okay, cool. What annoys you about each other? Hey, this is a tricky one. You go first.
No, you go first.
Me? The one thing that annoys me about you.
You need to emphasize that.
You. Okay. Yeah. This is like a semi call out.
You can't call me out on camera.
You like calling me out.
That's funny.
You like calling me out. You shout at me a lot. You shout at me a lot. To the extent where I think Baba type of thing, you know?
Cut.
To the point where you don't even mom talks to me like this sometimes, you know?
Cut.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's part of the podcast. Let's go. Say something.
Can I explain myself? I don't shout.
Yeah.
A lot. It's because
okay, you don't shout, but you talk to me like gently. Yeah, well.
There's one thing.
It annoys me. It really does.
You know what's annoying?
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, I'll take it. You know what?
Take it, bruh. Take it, dog.
I'll take it. I don't even have to explain myself. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. I'll take it.
Because I think Cole's explaining you're making it worse.
I don't like Amanda, but irresponsible. Finish it, Clark.
Oh, it's like that? I've got my moments. You know? I'll accept it. You know? I've got my moments.
But, okay.
Everyone does, I think.
Okay. Everyone does, obviously.
Nobody bringing you could be breaking this glass. I mean, this car.
No, I won't say anything. No, I've got my own problems. got my own things that I'm going through.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know my kid. All right.
Okay, cool. Favorite thing about each other.
It was when.
What? Was. Were you? Answer. Oh, shit. I thought. Oh, okay. Sorry. Go.
The annoying thing about us, he likes telling me these irrelevant stories.
Oh, damn. Really?
And I'm like, okay, Usman doesn't have timing. Usman knows that, yes, sometimes you read the room.
Fuck the room.
You read the room and yeah. You're like, there's a time and place for everything. That's a motto I really live by. There's a time and place for everything.
But Maggie, okay.
And then you will say the most irrelevant thing. Or at that time, for me, it wouldn't make sense. Because here we are.
It's not that time, dog.
Why are you talking about making plans with me to go and do something? Bro, I'm half asleep. Like, why are you talking to me about this?
Come on, dog.
Or are you telling me? Today he's talking about some Kevin Hart movie. I've watched the movie as well. He just reiterated the whole scene. And then he kept on laughing. I'm like,
I'm a weirdo, dude. And I've got that thing. I know I've got that thing. Because you're not the first person to say that. I will brag. Like, you okay.
Why are you doing this?
Why are you talking about this right now?
You're coming to my room.
But I'm a fun person. I'm a jolly person. And I just like telling jokes and making everyone laugh.
No, but you come into my room and you ask something. How dare no one? But don't answer. How dare no one?
It's because I need us to chop it up, bruh. I don't have those kind of friends, bruh, where I can do that. Yeah, well, you my only friend, dog. You're my only friend. The Gabili told me. And Nazo.
Yeah.
You know?
Hi, Sanandi. But yay, I shame you. irrelevant stories.
I don't, man. Just let me tell my stories, man. Just let me tell my stories. Okay, fine. I'll accept it. I'll take it. Okay. One thing your parents always used to say when we got into trouble, or the parents used to say when we got into trouble.
You skipped the favorite part.
Which favorite? Oh, shh.
What's wrong with you?
Okay, okay, okay. Sorry. I think I wanna... Yeah, okay.
My favorite thing about you that I've actually learned as a si babadala is the amount of patience you have.
Okay. So now I do have patience.
You don't have it with me, and it's fine. But you're very patient.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very patient. I think patient, especially with results, that you put in a lot of work to do something and then you're not impatient for it to get fulfilled.
Yeah.
I'd say. For me, I want to put in the work and see the results now.
Yeah.
I'm not a patient person at all.
You're not about the process. It's
when you... Asume like saying trust the process, I don't.
Yeah. Oh. I'm the process. I like that thing of something growing and developing.
That's why you could be. That's why you understand this farming situation. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
For me, it takes too long. Not that I want quick money.
Yeah.
But I'd rather work for something, get the money, and
move on.
Move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience to wait for it. You wait.
Yeah.
You're very patient. You're a very patient person. You're very patient with
his needs.
You're not patient with me. Like when I have to get ready, you're like, oh, you're always taking long.
Yeah, that's something that I struggle with that so much. I there was a time where I was in town with someone and they were like walking slowly, you know? It's like, come on. Come on. We're shopping. We know what we want at Spa. Come on.
You make know? It fast. Make it snap.
Yeah, dude.
Quick.
You know, shop in and out, bruh.
But I understand that impatience, but like that, the patience that I'm talking about with you, ne?
Yeah.
The one that trusts the process, it's like when I knew that maturity level, yeah, you're on another level now.
Oh,
you're actually quite mature.
Okay.
Sometimes I think sometimes you can look at things in a more mature way than me.
Okay.
But it depends what it is, obviously.
Yeah, of course there will be things that I will. Yeah, but
yeah, I think that's my favorite thing. And you're also fun, man. Also fun. Sometimes you can be boring.
I know.
But most of the time I think you are fun and you're always like vibey. It's nice to be around you.
But
like,
I'm boring when I'm trying to be responsible.
What's your favorite thing about me?
my favorite thing about you, bruh, is there's a number of them actually.
Yeah, well, think of two because I also gave you two.
Yeah, I think for me it's, you know, you. You're a very hard worker. You grow a lot. You've grown, bruh. Like a lot. You know? Even me and Dad talk about it sometimes. Like, hey man, this nigga. and Nyan, we see it. We really see it. You've grown a lot. And you work. You put in work. When you want to, though. When you want to. Sometimes,
and everyone here says I'm lazy.
No, dog. We force you to do something. Okay? We want you to do something. And then, obviously, you don't feel like it. Mm. Yeah, but you have those days. Everyone does.
Everyone.
But you put in work. Isn't doing that, you know?
Mm.
Saw you with what you were doing the other day. That gifting thing that you were doing.
Yeah.
Dude. And you organized. Mm. You know? You can put things together. Like you can make things work. Like, okay, organize. I need this. I need that. I need that. And it's a lot of bam. Yeah, well, so it's hard work, and you're very organized.
Mm.
Very, very organized. Yeah, I think I can. I can. I think that's it. I don't want to get into. I don't. I'm feeling mosh.
I see.
Yeah, I'm feeling mosh.
I like the organized part. It's like everyone doesn't see the organization that I have, but obviously you guys see.
End result, bruh, yes, in those inside. That's when you see, but oh, okay, all right, yeah, bro. But yeah, next question. Okay, is that the one with the parents? One thing your parents always used to say when we got into trouble.
Oh my word! I think the last time we got into trouble.
Yeah, we'll have you answer this because I was got the same answer.
A couple of years ago.
What were we doing, bro? We went rogue.
We went out and we were supposed to come back at a certain time because that's the time that we had given the parents.
Okay.
And then didn't come back at that time. So we came back like late. I don't even want to look at the camera. We came back late. But anyway, point is, the thing is, yes, I don't know what happens to us.
Yeah. Come on, man.
And we had a friend over. That's the thing.
Yeah. Go by man, do it.
We had a friend over, and then that friend was supposed to sleep over here at home. And we were like, you know what?
We pushed it.
Let's go out.
Yeah.
Went out, came back very late. And then obviously, you know when your parents are not going to say something?
Yeah.
If you guys have those kind of parents, then you're like, okay, Sam's all good, and then they're just going to be cross at me just for a week or so. But I know that my parents will say something. My parents, they don't miss it.
Yeah.
They don't miss it. And unfortunately, that day, as we came in,
Dad was waiting there.
And my dad loves sleeping, but he did not sleep that day.
Yeah, but you know, I think in those kind of situations, it was always you who got the
backlash.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm the older one, and I'm supposed to say no.
Yeah.
You're. And then my dad was like, he hits you with that line.
There's that one line.
No, they do.
Okay.
There's that. The first line is, Avi, no one calls me by my first name here at all.
Oh, man. You know.
You must know you that know you've done what's something.
About to go down.
Avi.
Yep.
And it's time to stand up.
Oof. You know, it hurts, though. It hurts. It hurts when dad says that.
At first, I was like, what kind of style is this? What style are you talking about? Is it the hairstyle? Is it the dress style? What?
Yeah.
And it's time to stand up. And you know you've done something wrong. You're like, oh, bruh.
Yep.
I want no to call. My dad is not one of those people where you, after he shouted at you, you can apologize.
And then
no.
That's a goal. No.
You don't even have to apologize because at that point he doesn't care.
I think I've gotten to know him and I've gotten to learn his ways and the way he is. When you do something, like do what's right, you know,
that's your apology.
That's your apology. Do what's right. Don't suck up to him. No. Don't do that.
It doesn't work like that.
But just do what's right. Yeah, bro. Do your work. Do what you're supposed to do. Basically, that's it.
And what's right is what you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
I always say, why do you always complain about the things that you don't like?
Yeah.
And you never say,
big ups.
You did good there.
You did good there.
Like, but you're supposed to do it. I don't think I'm supposed to compliment you.
Exactly.
That's I don't know dad. Whether that's making us stronger.
It's hard, man. It's hard, but I like it.
But I think, same time, it's easy to please him.
Yeah, very easy to please him.
Yeah, it's easy to please him.
Very nice guy, guys. He's not hectic at all, man. Beautiful man. I love him to bits, bro. I just had a moment there.
Yeah, he did have a moment.
Yeah. But that second line. I don't need you. You need me. Dude. I just want to die at that moment when he says that. I'm like, yo, this man, come on. Why is he doing this? Yeah, but that's that line.
No, but he always uses that on you. He doesn't say that.
Yeah.
I think as a man. As a man.
We are doing that, you know. Okay,
as a man, he can say it to you.
Okay.
Because you. He knows I need him.
Of course, yes.
He knows.
Of course, I need him.
Whether you are, you don't live at home, but you need your father. If you have one, you need one. Definitely. Because that guy's gonna fight your battles.
Yeah.
And he's gonna protect you until the end.
That's why it's the landukum, because he knows that, you know, I'm gonna be doing things in the future that need him.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. If you've got a dad, then definitely stick to him and you
he
know.
Can't say that to me. No, he can't. He can't
nah,
say that to me.
Not
no.
Really, nah. No. Okay, next question. I don't want us to dwell too much into this. I think we've got a couple.
Why does mom never say anything?
Because mom's chilled. Cool.
She's very chilled.
But nah, yeah, she can go off. She's the one that can go off like a lot. Like heavy
she
stuff.
She'll have this story in her mind that you have done A, B, C, D, and she'll come up with the result.
Yep.
Are you doing this? Yep. Are you doing that?
Yep.
Is this what's wrong?
Yep.
And you're like,
that's mom.
Are you taking drugs? I don't even have money for drugs. You're talking about.
Okay, cool. Let's get into the next question.
Is this the last one?
I'll make it the last one.
Okay.
No, I'll make it the second last one. Okay. What's the most embarrassing thing in your teen years? I just want to check something. Continue. You can answer the question so long.
Oh my word. Teen. 13, 14, 15.
Don't say falling on a bike, man. That wasn't embarrassing. That was painful.
I don't remember having an embarrassing moment.
Yeah.
I never put myself in those situations. I was never a person or out there or tangizing for guys.
Actually, I just said to you, don't say, but now that's exactly the moment I'm going to say, but mine was hectic.
Exactly. You have more stories than I do.
Yeah.
You've lived in your teen years. You've lived.
Yeah, no, my story, the most craziest thing that has happened to me or embarrassing thing that has happened to me was when I fell on a bike coming into the yard. Remember that bike? I'm gonna tell that story.
You weren't in your teens.
I was
bike
13. So
which bike?
Bicycle with Travis.
You weren't in your teens.
Wasn't I in my teens?
No.
How old was I during that time? That's the most embarrassing that has happened to me, though. That was crazy.
Okay, you can actually share it, but I don't think you would.
I was 12, man, or 11, nah, maybe.
Yo, that was embarrassing, though. I'm actually embarrassed for you right now.
Exactly, dude. Like that was hectic. You thought I was gonna die, though, right?
No, I didn't think you were gonna die. Yo, but it was embarrassing.
Okay,
bro.
Cool. I'll drop the story. I'll tell you guys the story.
Oh, so this is what happened.
We've got white boys living next door, my friends. Funny guys, crazy guys. White boys, like farm white boys. We're having fun, man. We've got bikes, kumnandi, you know, in the hood. And we're the three boys that live in the hood right next door to each other. It's fun times. We've got bikes. There's this one bike that no one ever uses. But that day, we were like, okay. Let's take this bike. It's got no tires. It's got the rim, right? It's got no tires.
Oh, my word.
We took that bike. We hooked it on another bike. It had no chain. And then we towed it. So Travis was driving into the yard. Sorry. Travis was driving into the yard. I was behind him on that bike. It had no pedals, right? So it had those things that were sticking out.
Yeah.
Bro, as I was coming in, I saw flames. I was like, it's going down. But the way I fell, was so awkward. I don't know how and why, but I ended up on my tummy and the bike ended up being on top of me, right? In the yard, in our driveway. And that pedal thing, that thing that was sticking out where the pedal is supposed to be, that thing shot straight into my bum. Straight into the bum. And I was like, I'm gone. I just laid there and I cried. I remember the first thing that I said, my ass. Because it was so sore, bruh. That thing shot straight into my butthole. I'm like, yo. But I didn't go like deep in. Yeah, well, it just hit the side, like the walls there by Msintsila. There by Msintsila. Then on the side.
I have makeup on with that.
And I bled, bro. I bled, hey. And I bled, man. And I
really have to have a tissue. Damn it. This is not part of the
script. Hey, man. I'm my funny show. How long have we been recording? Hey, I'm my funny show. Yo, bruh. No, it was painful, dude. Yo, it was super painful, bruh. I'm so sorry, bruh.
I didn't know the full story.
Dude. That's exactly what happened, bruh. Sato we shot on the boys, Gandhi's a the thing goes in the butthole. I'm like, yo, I'm screwed. I'm screwed. So yeah. Yo, that was a mess, man. That was the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to me. I'm gonna don't die, bruh.
I'm not dying.
We are trying to say a joke.
I don't even know where to
wipe. Oh man. Hey, dude. Yeah, but that was the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to me.
Very nice makeup on the show.
Ah, dude.
Wow.
Cool, man.
It's
all good.
My word.
Okay. Should I move on to the
thing? I don't know. First of all, I didn't know the details of the...
Yeah, that's...
I just remember seeing playing on the
driveway.
On the driveway. And him saying, oh, him crying.
Yeah, because I cried.
His mom came, and then obviously his mom made a big deal out of everything.
Mom was like, I need to go get stitches.
And I'm like, where? Where?
In the bum.
But it turned out to not be that bad.
Nah, man, it was just a scratch.
A
literally,
scratch.
Just on the, like, inside the, you know?
Do I look fine? Oh, my God.
Yeah, you look right. Don't know how you look on camera, but you look right.
Hey, it's
hey
fine,
bro.
I was laughing. Yo, bro.
But that was the... Yeah. That thing. Hey.
Yo,
it was painful, hey?
I just remember that.
Because I remember that day we actually had meetings here at home. Yo. We actually had meetings here at home. And I was sleeping on the bed on my tummy. Couldn't turn around. I couldn't.
I just are slept there like...
Yeah. I remember. It was a Tuesday, bro. I remember. It was a Tuesday. We were going to have a Bible study.
Book study
here at home. Yeah. I slept on the bed, bro. I'm like, nah, I'm gone. Like, this is me.
Your
I'm
mom
gone.
Was like, I'm done up. I'm done up. And I think your mom was like, very worried because you're the only boy.
Yeah.
That she has. I'm done up. Who's out? I was like, not that deep.
And
relax.
She was mad at the boys.
Yeah, you are. Like, she shouted at everyone.
Yeah, I remember I couldn't play with them for a while. But then obviously we
were grounded.
Yeah, I was really grounded. But we made amends and we went back to our crazy stuff.
you guys were very naughty though.
Very naughty. Dude, we used to go down the river and catch crabs with the boys. And
that's
put
the first time I saw a crab.
Yeah, and put them in buckets. With frogs and then have them fight there. See the frogs getting clamped by the getting clamped
who
by
does
the
that?
By the crabs.
Who does that?
Hey dude, crazy white boys, man. Crazy white boys. But yes, I was known as a but yeah. Yeah, man. But let's get into the next question, like the last question, so we can close the show. I think it's been too long. Worst teacher you've ever had? I'll say.
I thought you were going to say, like, what's, like, the best advice you've ever received or something.
Okay. Yeah. We'll second last, and then we'll make that, like, the other one.
My worst teacher was, I think she taught me grade 2. She was a grade 2 teacher.
Mm-hmm. That man.
Hmm? It's a straighter.
Oh, okay. Okay, her.
What are you talking about?
No. Fine.
Mrs. Stratton was, she never picked on me, but she always terrorized other kids, man, around us. And you know, it wasn't nice to have your classmates being pushed through punishment like that. She used to be so mean, especially to the boys. Like, I went to from grade 1 to grade 4.
Yeah.
I went to a co-ed school. So I've been around boys for 2 years now.
Yeah.
And she was just making them, like, she was so mean. She was very mean.
Because even in my time, she was there. And she's the one that I don't like as well. Because I think she was the one who said that I was crazy. Like, Elna, I was not crazy, but, like, I was too much. She was
Yeah,
the one
and then you had to be taken to
psychologist. Nah.
Yeah, but your mom was like, Mom was like relentless. She was like, you know what? I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
But there was nothing wrong with you. It's just that, I don't know.
I was drinking too much coke and having too many sweets.
Didn't she get divorced? I don't know. She was not, I don't think she was happy in her own home.
Oh. Because. But you could see though.
Yeah,
you could
man,
see,
and she
man.
Was smoking a lot, and she was,
oh, you're fine,
and she
yeah.
was a golfer. Remember, yeah, you? Yeah. I don't know. I wonder what happened to her.
I didn't like her, man. I really didn't like her energy as well. She. I don't think she was supposed to be a teacher. Yeah, what? I don't think she was supposed to be a teacher. But my favorite teacher. Let's just make it. You know, that was Mrs. Fenta. Mrs. Fenta.
Oh gosh, she used to lie.
Just like Mr. Fenta, though.
We always used to say, "I bet she's lying."
Just like Mr. Fenta. Mr. Fenta taught me at junior school, and he always like, "Hey, Mr. Dobson. Hey, Mr. Dobson, put your money where your mouth is."
Oh man! But okay, I don't a favorite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mrs. Odendahl. She was my grade 7 teacher, mm-hmm. but I wasn't in her register class.
Okay.
But she used to teach me a couple of subjects. Mrs. Odendahl was she was a very nice person, beautiful vibes, beautiful smile. She loved the color purple. Her hair was purple. Her car was purple. I remember after high school, she even came to our house and she was talking about some program. I don't know why I even agreed, but I think I agreed because it was her. And then...
That maths thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing actually helped me.
Really?
Yeah, it helped me. I just don't remember what it was, but it helped me.
Yeah, I also don't remember what it was. And she said that our house used to belong to her best friend. She knows every single room in this house.
Damn, man.
And like, it's changed so much. And then she was like, oh, goodness, we used to play here and do this. I was like, what?
That's nice.
I loved her.
That's
she was
really
absolutely
nice.
She was a pro.
Yeah, I love Penta. Okay, the last and serious question. What would your younger self not believe about you right now?
Your.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I'll tell you what. Can I say mine?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, cool. Me, it's the fact that I can talk, you know, I'm confident you know, to stand up for myself, and I can talk, and I can, you know, express myself. So that for me, even me, I'm shook at the fact that I can sit in front of a camera and talk for an hour. Yeah, bro. Because that's not the kind of person that I was back then. Yes, I was the dancer, but I did that because it was my way of expressing myself. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
How I felt. Yes, I felt good. I felt jolly. I didn't have any problems at that time. Not any problems that I could, you know, feel some type of way about.
Mm.
And I didn't really think much of things. But now, obviously, I'm older and I've got things that I'd like to say and express. Mm. So it's nice for me and I feel good about it. So to my younger self, that's what I wouldn't believe about me right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I understand that.
Confidence is on another level.
It's on another level.
Yeah.
Yo, man, that's like deep.
Dude.
It's quite deep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then after that, you can't say anything. Ah, come on.
I think, I don't know how to put it, but it's growth.
Yeah.
For me, it's growth. I can't believe how balanced I am.
Ooh.
I cannot believe how balanced I am.
Dude. Yeah.
It's, I am not, I know how to have fun and when to have fun.
Yeah.
I know when to work and when to work. I know when to, tap into, my spiritual side.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to tone down and just put everything on the floor and be like, I don't know, be vulnerable with myself.
Yeah.
I think my younger self was just living life and not knowing where the hell she's going.
You understand what I mean? Yeah.
But now I understand that there's a time for everything. There's a time to do A, B, C. I'm an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a parent, and I'm a daughter, and that's why I'm saying balance.
Balance. Yeah.
Balance
all around. Balance. Yeah.
I remember when my mom used to talk to me, like, I think that's when the talks of like teens are coming, like teenage years, like later on, like 17, 18. And then I think mine came later. Like mine was like 19, 20. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you need to have a balance.
Mm.
That's the balance I'm talking about. You can't live your life imbalanced like that.
Yeah.
So I think my younger self would be like, I'll say serious. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I think I'm that person. Even when I'm walking in the street, is this really me?
Dude.
Like, I would never do this. I never thought I'd get here, bro. And I'm always like, am I acting a little bit older than what I actually am?
Yeah.
Or am I really, but I really think I'm just right.
Uh-huh.
I'm just right. I'm balancing it all out.
Yeah.
And with the ups and downs, obviously, but I think I live my life like this now.
Okay.
I live my life like this.
It's growth.
I don't think it's anything else.
I told you. My favorite thing about you is growth. You've grown, bruh, so much. So much. Like, dude, I mean, look back and look at the things that we used to get up to and the things that we used to do. We weren't serious. Yeah, well, we weren't serious at all.
And I think that's Sanzanji.
That's Sanzanji. But now that we've grown, dude, even people out there are like, okay. Those kind of things as well. I'm not saying that's the only thing, but like, yeah, well, I see. We've grown. We've become totally different people.
Yeah.
We've become totally different people.
And I think that thing is only and solely it comes from within.
Yeah.
It doesn't come from anywhere else. No one can influence you to do that.
Yeah.
No one can. Like, we are cat influence.
True.
But when you sit down, I think at the end of each day, every single day, end of each day, you look at your day and you're like, and you look at the day before and the year before and the year before that, and you're like, no, this can't be me. I need to change. So change comes from within. It's not anyone else that encourages you to change and influences you to change. You change yourself when you see that you want to be better. Is that an kind of
applause? Yo, man. This has been amazing, dog.
I think this is one of my favorite shows, actually.
Right.
When I came onto the podcast, I didn't know that this was going to be like this.
Yeah, man. Even me. I think, Avila, you don't... We're just going with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro? We're just going with it. We don't... It's not perfect. It's not... You know? Yeah. We're just going with it. Whether you like it, whether you don't, it's okay. But we're just doing it because it's something that we like and something that we love.
Yeah.
Right? Because I see that you've grown to love this.
Yeah. You know? Oh, I have.
You've grown to love this because you are the one who actually forces me. I must record. You know? Yeah, bro?
And he's always like...
Hey, dog.
I think at that time you're not ready to record. And I think maybe it's something I need to understand. Because it takes a lot for you to actually... Get up, get ready for this. Yes, we have a lot of preps that we do. Sending each other emails. We live in the same house.
Yeah.
We send each other emails at 2:30.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping. Yeah. And he's up and sending me an email in the morning. I'm like, really? And
yeah. it's like that. It's really like that. And the prep and the makeup and the, you know, we have to do so many things before this thing. We had to lift up beds, you know, so we can get like proper background and all of those kind of things. So we put in work in this thing, you know, and yeah,
and
man,
we love it.
We really love it.
We
really
and we love it when you love it as well.
And we see the growth. We see the growth. I see the growth. I see you guys subscribing there, and the messages are still coming in. I got a nice message from Unasipi, actually, a friend of mine that I used to go to school with back in the day. She sent me a very nice message, man. Not going to read it to you guys, but it was really beautiful, quite encouraging, you know. But I think that would be the, well, we're going close to the end of the show, and announcements. Do we have any?
I'm usually very shy to like.
To what?
Everyone that says hi to me, guys, I will definitely say hi. It's just that sometimes I'm like very shy. Yes, I will laugh until my tummy is sore and my tears come out, but sometimes I'm just so shy, guys. It's not that.
All right. Can I dive in?
Announcements? Yes, it's because look, you were still click.
Yeah. I was checking out for Enye Ilando's prep. Basically, we don't really have much announcements. I don't really know what's going on, Shem, like entertainment-wise or anything like that. I don't know. I haven't been checking things out. But if there's anything out there, people can send me pictures, send me information about that. Otherwise, let's build, let's grow. WhatsApp group, Telegram group is actually up and running. I'm just going to be posting the link as soon as we drop this episode. After this episode, I'm going to drop the link and then you guys can join in, you know. Any business, small, big, medium, you paint houses, you cut lawn, you sell amaskopas on the side of the road, we got you. Come through, let's advertise, let's put each other on. I'm going to be putting that out on my Facebook, on my Instagram, and on my WhatsApp. So stay tuned and like tune in and check that out. For your event coordination, Anare Deco, she's got you. Hit her up in the DM or Facebook. We're no longer dropping numbers anymore because you guys are doing funny things. Anari B&B for your stays. We out here. DM or DM her or DM me. Yeah, man, I think. And if you've got any livestock needs, chickens, pigs, you know, I can make it happen. I can find, I can source for you. And cows, I've got sheep. God, hit me up if you're down. Yeah, well. And no events that I know of. I'll put everything in the link in the description below. And then we can take it from there. But I'm looking forward to seeing who's going to be joining the group on Telegram, the channel.
Yes.
And we can build together and grow together.
Yeah.
You know? But I think that's about it, man.
I think that's about it as well.
It's been a nice one, dude. Lit.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
Watching us and supporting us.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for the likes and the comments and the shares and everything else.
Yeah.
Totally appreciate it, as always. So, yeah, man, I think this is us calling it.
Yes. This is us calling it.
Cool. I don't have an outro.
You should have an outro.
Okay, fine. I'll have it next time.